Hello, welcome to the October 2013 Movie Day Ladies podcast. Our first movie we watched was House on Haunted Hill, not the 1999 version, the 1959 version starring Vincent Price, which basically a millionaire says that he will pay five people to stay in this haunted house overnight. He'll pay them $10,000 each, and his wife is there also, and his there are a couple of caretakers that lock them in, and he's on like his third wife or fourth wife, fifth wife. Is that it? Oh, okay. Sorry. Anyway, so that's the basic plot line, and stuff happens when they're locked in the so-called haunted house. So this was remade in the 90s, and I thought it was very good, but whatever. All right. The black and white, kind of a precursor to Psycho. And what are our best parts? M.
I should have thought about this. Best part was Vincent Price. I've always liked Vincent Price, and yeah, he kind of carried it, I have to say. Yep, Vincent Price.
Yeah, same here. Vincent Price.
Yeah, I agree. He pretty much was the only thing in the movie that was, you know, he was not bad. So, okay, what are our worst parts? And remember, this is supposed to be a horror movie.
This was supposed to be a horror movie, but it kind of turned into a comedy, mainly because it was made in 1959, but because of this one actress, gee.
Her name in real life or her... Carol somebody or other. Carolyn Craig, who played Nora Manning.
Oh, she was bad. She was so bad. She was awful. Yeah.
Yes, her screaming was awful. And I don't know if they dubbed in her screaming, but it was so shrill. So I'd have to say that was the bad part. But the other part was at the end, it just kind of ended. And then he had to, it was kind of a non-ending. Oh, he explained Vincent Price explained why the whole thing happened. It's like, well, we just saw it. I don't know really why you explained it. It was a letdown, the ending. It was like, what?
The ending of this movie was a letdown? That's what you're saying about the whole the whole movie? Ending?
It wasn't a letdown because it was funny.
What I mean is, it was like, that's it? That's it? That's it? Okay.
Yeah, well, this movie is only an hour and 15 minutes, which was probably good, but... Anyway, so my worst part would be the lead actress was terrible, but then I kind of felt bad because I looked her up in IMDb and she was killed when she was like 36. So then I felt a little bad, but she still was not a good actress. And then, and it was funny. It was kind of ridiculous. It was not scary at all. So those would be my worst parts. Well, it's not bad that it was funny, but she was bad, so... What are our ratings?
You know, it was bad, but I would still give it a 6 because it was very entertaining.
Well, sometimes when you rate things, you have to kind of think of, this is a class, well, I don't even know if it's a classic, but it was made in the 59. So you kind of take all that into consideration that there's no action. It's all just black and white people talking to each other and going from room to room and that type of thing. So, but I still think they maybe... could have done it better. So I would give it about a 4.
Yeah, I'd probably give it a 4. Okay, so I accidentally hit the button, so I'm not sure where I left off, but I'd give it a 4. So, okay. And now we go on to our next movie. Since it's October, we decided to watch some scary movies, which we normally don't watch. So we watched Insidious, and we do have to say that we did go to The Conjuring in the movie theater because we thought we'd check that out because we're better with watching like movies about like hauntings or demons than we are about other types of horror movies like Saw and stuff like that. So anyway, So following up The Conjuring, we decided to watch Insidious, which is about a family that move into this house and their kid gets in a coma and they find out that he's actually in a different realm called The Further, where there's a bunch of like scary spirits that are trying to get into people so that they can be in this realm again. Anyway, Patrick Wilson stars in it, and Barbara Hershey and Rose Byrne. And that's a basic plot line. We don't want to give too much away. And it is by the same people who made The Conjuring. So, all right. What are our best parts?
I would say it started out really well. I thought, oh, this is going to be great. And the acting was done well, too. So that was my best part.
I thought it was done well for this type of a movie. It wasn't cheesy too much. We'll probably get into that later. But I thought that the woman that played the medium was excellent. I love the way she played it. So I would have to say that was my best part. She was my best part. And the father was pretty good, too.
I agree. I liked the acting. I like Patrick Wilson. I thought he did a good job. And he was in The Conjuring also as a demonologist. But I thought that the acting was good in this movie. And the general concept, I didn't mind. I thought it was an interesting concept. So what are our worst parts?
Well, it hit a part that got pretty cheesy. It was doing really well, and then it hit that, and it was like, oh, come on now. So,
sorry, we had a little microphone problem. Let's start again with your worst part.
The worst part was the music at the beginning and the ending, where it almost sounded like the old, I guess, psycho music. And I don't think it was, it didn't seem quite appropriate. It was kind of cheesy.
I would have to agree with Em on this. I think it hits a part in the movie where it gets, which I kind of understand with the whole concept to come up with an idea to make it interesting, but instead it did turn a little cheesy. So, like, I laughed more at some parts than, I didn't really get scared in this one at all, and I'm a big wuss. So that would be my worst part. So what are our ratings?
I would give it a 5.
Actually, I'd give it an 8.5. I actually thought it was interesting. I'm sorry. Well, I can get like what I like. You know, I actually thought it was done well. I liked the actors and actresses. I liked some of the. I agree that there are parts of it that were a little bit long and a little bit cheesy. I agree with that. But somehow the movie was, I thought, acted well and filmed well, and I actually liked it.
All right. Whoa. I'm going to give it a 6. I didn't mind it. I guess I might watch it again, but I'd give it a 6. So I would probably say that if you are into horror movies, you probably should watch it. If you don't like horror movies, it's really not that scary. Because again, I say I was a wuss. So would you guys say watch it?
Yeah, if nothing else is on.
I would say watch it if that's the type of a movie you like. That's just my opinion.
It was so hokey in places. It was unbelievable.
See, I just expected it to be like scary. Like I thought, by the way it looked, it was going to be really scary, and it's not.
No, it's not.
Nope. There were times when it got your heart pumping, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, and then it would just fall flat.
So, all right. So we have a little bit of a, some say watch it, some say maybe. Okay. That was Insidious. Okay. We watched Pet Sematary, the classic 1989 horror movie by Stephen King, starring Dale Midkiff, Denise Crosby, and Fred Gwynne, about a doctor that moves into a house with his wife that lives by a road that there are a lot of trucks on that drive by fast, and near their house is a pet cemetery. But beyond the pet cemetery is like an old Indian burial ground where you can bury your pets and they come back to life. but not quite the same. So that is the basic plot line of this movie. Anyway, what are our best parts, Em?
Best part. I don't know. It was surprising to me. It wasn't what I thought it would be. And I don't know. It was done well and it was acted well. Yeah. I guess that's my best parts.
I thought the little boy did a good job. I'm not sure how much of it was him at the end, but I thought he did a good job. So that would be my best part. He was cute.
I agree. They have this little son who's like, I don't know, like 3. I don't know how old kids are. He could be 10, I would know. But anyway, and he did a good job. I mean, I'm sure, you know, you have to wrangle him to do that. But however they did it, worked well. So, and I thought the acting was good. And it was kind of creepy. So, all right, what's our worst parts?
It wasn't hokey in places, but it was just like your average horror, scary movie type stuff. So I guess that was kind of disappointing to me.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not a big fan of this type of movie, so it's hard for me to look at it objectively. But I guess that I can't. I'm sure most people have seen this by now. I don't exactly like that type of ending where everybody is not in good shape. Let's put it that way. For those of you who haven't seen it, although you probably should have. Although I hadn't, so what can I say? I didn't care for the ending at all.
I would say it gets a little hokey in parts, but Stephen King can get a little hokey in parts. So, and I did read the book before. I think the book was better than the movie, but that's typical. So, I don't know. I guess it gets a little hokey. And it gets a little slow. Yeah. Like, all the action kind of takes place, like, right at the end. So, it's kind of a long buildup. But, okay, what are our ratings?
I'll give it a 6 because it was entertaining. Even though, like you said, a little slow and kind of predictable, but... yeah, I'll give it a 6.
I'm going to give it a 5.5 just because it is kind of that genre that, and it was done halfway. I guess I don't know because I don't watch those type of movies, but I thought it was done pretty well. I'm not sure.
I'd probably give it a 5.5 too. It was okay. So the question is, would we tell people to watch this movie?
Sure, why not?
Well, I think if they like that type of movie, it'd probably be a good movie to watch. I wouldn't watch it again, but that's...
it's not as scary as you might think it should be. I was told that it was extremely scary, but it's not.
No, what is the word for that? Well, it's not really scary. It's kind of... I mean, it doesn't scare you. It just kind of goes, oh. I don't know what the word is.
Neither.
Maybe it's kind of more surprising.
Well, it's not like a jumper movie. It's more creepy in parts and like a boo-ah scary.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Okay, we watched Dolores Claiborne starring Kathy Bates as Dolores Claiborne, Jennifer Jason Leigh, Christopher Plummer, and John C. Reilly. And it's basically about Dolores, who works at this rich woman's house, who is old, and the lady dies, and they think that she killed her. And then this detective comes in and her estranged daughter comes back into town. And you find out that her husband died earlier and it looks suspicious. And the detective is trying to get a perfect record on that case. So it's a basic plot line of the story. It's by Stephen King. What are our best parts?
I really liked the storyline, and Kathy Bates was good. She was real good. And so was what was her name?
Jennifer Jason Leigh.
She was good, too.
Yes, I liked Kathy Bates, too. And I liked the older woman that she was taking care of. I don't know who she was. But both of those women, I thought, did a really good job. I think I like the fact that Kathy Bates, when you watch it, you don't think that she's playing a part. She just is the person without trying to be that person. She just seems to be, she is that person. So it doesn't seem like she's acting. So I like that part of it. And I thought the story was actually pretty good, too.
Yeah, I agree. I like Kathy Bates. It's kind of a, I don't want to say it's like very like pro women, but I like it because it's kind of like women take charge in their own sort of way in this movie. So I kind of liked that. But yeah. And otherwise, yeah, I thought the acting was good. And I like the storyline, even though some of it's kind of hard to watch. So what are our worst parts?
It seemed a little slow in places. It's like, okay, come on, let's speed this up a little. So that was my worst part.
I agree. I think it was a little slow at times. Yeah, that would be my same thing.
I agree. I think it's a little slow. And like I said, there are some parts that are hard to watch, but it's kind of necessary to the plot. So I wouldn't necessarily say that they're like a worst part, but it is not a totally easy movie to watch. So just keep that in mind. What are our ratings?
I'll give it a 7. I'd watch it again.
I think I would probably give it a... Oh, man, it's hard because I think it was... I thought it was pretty good. I'm going to give it an 8 just because I liked the way she acted. And I kind of liked the story in a way. It was interesting.
I'm going to give it a 7.5, kind of in the middle. Yes, I agree with both. I thought it was good. I would watch it if you know, it's rated R, and if you don't mind watching something that's, you know, dramatic and whatever, I would definitely recommend it.
Yes, I would recommend it.
Yes, I would too.
Okay, Dolores Claiborne, that got a recommend.